In this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. Buried within an old English pub lies the dark secret of a brutal past. When the staff tries to communicate with the dead, they unleash a powerful evil they cannot control. With the help of spiritual mediums, they dig deeper to solve a century-old mystery, unaware their obsession for answers could end their lives. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. In northeastern England, small villages dot the landscape of the Tyne River Valley, separating long stretches of moors and ancient forests. For thousands of years, this land has hidden countless dark secrets, while other horrors lie near the surface, just waiting to be discovered. For nearly 200 years, the Wheatsheaf pub has stood as a landmark in West Boldon, England.
All right, guys, time to lock up.
In 2004, David Guy bought the Wheatsheaf and hired a new staff.
It used to be a great pub. It used to be the best pub in Boldon. The pub was boarded up for 7 months. Nobody wanted to take it on.
Not bad. Since reopening, business has been good. Yeah. But David's staff has reported strange encounters in the pub. Camilla Moment is the manager.
I always got the feeling there was somebody watching us. I've never been afraid, ever, until I worked in the Wheatsheaf.
Jelly. I made this last night for the vodka shooters. The fridge door's open too.
There it is again.
Tim is a bartender. He's heard customers describe paranormal experiences. Strange incidents seem to occur on a nightly basis.
You hear noises all the time. Like, just footsteps, bang, bang, bang.
Is anyone here but us?
We'll just have a look.
Anybody up here?
upstairs.
Besides, even if it is haunted here, there's nothing to be scared of.
You never know. Now that you mention it,
how about a little game?
David shows them a Ouija board he's made.
Seek me, love. We'll get to the bottom of this mystery.
What?
A little bit of spiritual detective work. I want to find out what's knocking around in me pub. You go first.
It's not just me. We all have to put a hand on the glass, don't we?
All right. Come on.
No room for me.
That's all right. I'll watch.
He's scared.
Is that it? You're scared?
Scared.
Scared of what? Paper and a couple whiskey glasses?
Never mind. Six fingers is enough. Now, that's what you ask.
Ask who's been stomping around upstairs.
All right. Spirits, tell us.
Who is walking the halls of the Old Wheat Sheaf pub? Is there a spirit in the Old Wheat Sheaf pub? I was moving.
No, I saw your head.
I'm not moving it.
G-D-T.
Get a piece of paper and a pen and write this down.
Get O-U-T. Get out.
Anybody up there?
The kitchen's closed. I checked the washrooms.
You want me to go check?
No. Don't take your hands off the glass. G. K. I.
L. L.
I.
O.
U.
Get out or I'll kill you.
That's it. I'm done. I'm going home.
Look. It's moving by itself.
H-E-L-P-M-E. Help me?
Who are you?
It was actually spelling out, please help me. Just kept saying, help me, help me. I'm trapped.
Who are you?
It's the ghost of a little girl. The one, the customer, met upstairs. The one who went into the kitchen and put a hand in the jelly.
How do you know?
I just feel it. I know. I'm sure it's her.
Staff of the Wheat Sheaf tries to continue with business as usual. A few days later, David agrees to host a fundraiser.
Someone asked us to raise money for something. Girls in the pub asked if we could have a psychic night.
£5 to get you a consultation with one of our fabulous psychics.
All proceeds go to the Children's Cancer Fund.
Boy, what's all this noise about?
Pub regular Martin Brown doesn't believe in psychics.
I'll be And I remember laughing and carrying on with my friends. How stupid can they get? You know, that this is how daft it was.
Lana Grabinskas and Suzanne Hadman are two spiritual mediums who donate their services to the cause.
Are you all right?
Suzanne senses a powerful, negative presence in the pub.
There's something not right in there.
As I first walked through the doors of the Wee Chief, I got an emotion of anger. Anger that I've never felt before in my life.
Excuse me, are you taking reading?
Yes, of course.
Well, I'd like to know if Albert, he's my sweetie.
Once I started doing the readings, I tried to put these emotions in the back of my mind. I had no just cause why I was feeling this way.
A few hours later, Suzanne remains troubled by the anger she sensed when she first entered the pub.
What I was seeing. You could see right through it.
Please, he's coming!
I could see her fear in her eyes.
Who's coming?
Suzanne sees a vision of another time, nearly a century ago.
I could see the carpet, and I could see this little bed. Looking through a mirror at my own reflection.
Later that night, after the pub closes.
I hope you made a lot of money for the charity. You've got a spirit upstairs. I saw her in the hallway and then in the washroom. Did you know that room used to be a bedroom?
When she told us about the little girl, yeah, I mean, that was so unreal. I mean, it was only us knew about that. Yeah. She says, do you mind us having a walk around the pub?
You're welcome to go explore if you want.
Suzanne decides to look again for the young girl.
Thank you.
me why I knew him, but I knew him.
Suzanne is bombarded by images from another time.
Nobody's going to hurt you.
Her little body going down to the cellar squealing, screaming. She was only a Poltergeist's little soul.
A few nights later, after closing, Suzanne and Lana return, hoping to rescue the soul of the young girl, which Suzanne believes is controlled by the spirit of a man named Joseph. They begin by cleansing the pub to protect the group from dangerous spirits.
You're neutralizing the energies that are within the room. You cleanse a heavy atmosphere.
My guides to come close to me. I ask.
Suzanne must again locate the spirit of the young girl to help her move on.
That may be detrimental. Fill my aura with the light and love of God. Bring me closer to perfection each day.
Because you would not have let me make that connection to the little girl.
Suzanne believes that Joseph's spirit is concentrated in the basement. She hopes the staff's presence will distract him and keep him there. Suzanne uses salt to create a circle of protection. Since ancient times, various cultures have believed that circles mark the boundary of a sacred area, keeping unwanted energies out.
What makes you think this Joseph is here?
Do you think he's here right now? Yes. He's here. And your job is to keep him here.
Insane.
This is your idea.
My idea.
You started with the Ouija board.
It was just a blasted game.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
Suzanne and Lana begin to look for the spirit of the young girl. Suzanne starts in the room that was once the young girl's bedroom.
I always use an audio tape to capture sounds, to capture any energies in the room.
I think she's in here.
Hopes a doll will attract the young girl.
We mean you no harm.
Lana is a psychic artist. When she makes contact with a spirit, she is able to create an image of it.
As a psychic artist, you pick up on their feelings and experiences that they've gone through.
I knew in my mind that this was her name.
What a lovely name.
What are you frightened of? What happened to you?
You knew he was around you. You didn't have to ask yourself that question. You knew he was around you.
That's Joseph.
I got a vision of somebody pulling her against the floor. And she was terrified. I was crying. I was pleading them to stop it. And they wouldn't stop.
Suzanne is now certain that Joseph killed Jessica.
Why was she condemned to death? Why did they do it to her?
Jessica, where is your body?
Believe what I was seeing. My heart was aching for her. I ran my fingers down the wall and I said, she's in the wall. She's in the wall.
How long does she expect us to stay down here?
There's nothing.
What? Kev, you're outside the circle.
I felt something.
Kev,
touch my face.
Get back in the circle. Kev, hold her down. Hold her down.
Kev. I couldn't control my legs. I couldn't lift my head up. And the pain in my head was horrendous.
Right, Kev.
Kev. Six, man, we don't know what happened.
Something touched me. Touched my face.
You'll be all right. I know it's frightening.
I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was suffocating.
Suzanne believes that Camilla has been attacked by Joseph.
What? What is it?
Lana, would you get the tape recorder and lead me your drawings? We've made contact. Her name is Jessica. She was murdered here. They hid her body in the wall upstairs.
She's just a girl.
What could she possibly have done?
I think you'd better listen to this.
What is that?
Just listen.
Terrified. Absolutely terrified.
How is why you die?
But I knew I had to stand my ground. And I had to show him no fear.
We've got no choice. We're going to help the girl.
But what about what he said he would do?
No, we have to help her. She's trapped in the spirit world. We must help her.
Watch my hand!
That night, David reluctantly agrees to let his staff search for the remains of the young girl.
Look. There's a brick wall in there.
Well, what'd you expect? This blasted building must be several hundred years old.
My pup better be standing here when I get back in the morning. Just take it easy, all right?
Look at this. It's a fireplace.
This is it.
She's in there.
Let's keep digging.
They work through the night.
What the hell have you done?
I wasn't happy at all.
It's here.
And the place was a mess. Total mess.
It's here. It's what I saw in my vision.
What's this?
A piece of... All of a sudden, somebody just reached in and pulled out a piece of concrete, which contained some strands of hay.
Jessica, in my hand, I felt like a weight had been lifted.
I knew she was there. We're almost there.
No one here.
Did you see that?
What?
It was like a shadow, only it wasn't.
Are you all right?
He's here. Sitting at the table.
With her second sight, Suzanne sees what others cannot.
What did you do to her? Why did you kill her?
Library. Suzanne and a wheat sheaf bartender look for clues to Joseph's identity.
I had to find out where Joseph's from. Times and dates that linked him to this pub. Find out what happened.
And that's the pub.
In a book about Bolden's history, she discovers a photograph of a man who looks like Joseph.
That's him.
Oh, wow. See if there's more. See if there's more. Is there Elizabeth in there?
And in a photo of a Sunday school class, Suzanne finds a young girl she believes is Jessica.
That's Jessica.
That's Jessica.
I felt successful that I came up with all the evidence that was there.
The pub is peaceful for several days. And even regular customers like Martin are unaware the place is haunted.
I've never heard anything about a bar being haunted. Well, it's a bit off the wall, to say the least.
Are you okay?
No, fine.
Yeah. Just a bit jumpy, I guess.
Where's Brian tonight?
Hello. Did you see that?
Any better. We knew there was going to be some sort of showdown.
A few hours later, at a house in a nearby town,
I'd had a vision. I saw him. David being pushed down the stairs.
Hello?
David, is that you?
Yes, who is this?
Oh, thank God. This is Lana. I was so worried about you. I just had a premonition.
Do you know what time it is? Isn't it late for premonitions?
Listen, David, I'm not joking. Please promise.
She asked us about my house. She went, she says, David, I've had a vision that you're going to have a nasty accident on your stairs. And it's going to be Joseph that's going to push you.
I'm concerned about...
And, I mean, Lana's never been to my house.
Very aggressive.
I see. Well, thanks for the warning.
He was constantly threatening us. Obviously, I was a bit worried about it.
Energies were building up and things were getting worse for various people working within the pub. And we decided that we've got to sort of put this to rest.
One night, Martin Brown wanders upstairs.
To find her, look for the green paint.
Find her? How do you know?
The little girl. She's buried. Behind the green bricks.
I went cold. I just froze.
Makes a circle of salt around Martin to protect the staff.
I still don't understand why you're doing all this.
Joseph is inside you.
Who?
Suzanne will attempt to draw Joseph out of Martin.
Joseph, I know you're in there.
When I address Martin as Joseph, he just looked and glared at me.
Terrified. It just looked so evil.
Body, and you will go where God commands you!
You filthy wench!
Then I got the visions of this woman being slaughtered. Made sense. I knew she had seen something, and that's why it cost her a little life.
Suzanne believes she has guardian angels or spirit guides that protect and advise her. She will need them to draw Joseph from Martin's body, as well as a pendulum or dowser.
Michael, the archangel, defend us in a battle. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou,
I asked my guides to pull his energy away from Martin and push it right through my body into this crystal.
Joseph, I draw you into this dowser.
No, I won't go.
The pendulum moves faster. Suzanne steadily draws Joseph's energy into its center.
The crystal started to spin and spin and spin and spin. And I could feel the energies drawing closer towards the crystal.
Our Father, hallowed be thy name.
Ted, are you all right?
I had a terrible shock.
Mrs. Is that a fight?
Is he gone? Did it work?
I know nothing, absolutely nothing of what went on.
It's like you were possessed.
Were you scared?
The last thing I remember is going upstairs, going into that room and seeing the fireplace, and then nothing.
Martin retains a mysterious awareness of the spirit that possessed him.
His name was Joseph. He was a barman. He had preyed on innocent families. He actually made money out of prostitution. How I knew these things, I do not know. It's left us with quite a memories which aren't mine.
Now that Joseph is gone, Suzanne believes Jessica's spirit has finally found peace.
Is it coming all over again?
No. That's what we're talking
definitely
about.
Definitely.
It's a strong drink. Fill it up.
It was really strange, but it was a lot lighter than what it had been.
Well, Mark, you don't want. You're not going to have with it.
People start to laugh and joke again.
You really don't remember.
Been communicating with spirits since far back as I can remember. I've never experienced anything like it in my life. He could have took my life easily. A click of his fingers.
And I really admire Suzanne, Lorna for the dedication. And I found it remarkable that they've, you know, faced an issue that not many of us understand, you know.
Thank you so much for all the work you've done.
Believe what you want. At the end of the day, you've got to either believe or you don't.
It makes us think, well, there's more. Because at one time I used to think, is there? But now I know. There is.